This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are Bone Golems and Doll Golems.
There's a monster in my podcast.
These are good golems.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So these are the first of the Ravenloft transplants that we've got.
Yes. Starting with the Bone Golem, who is the less cool of the two golems, I'd say.
Am I boring you?
No, I'm very tired.
Me too.
I don't know why. Like, I've been, like, drinking coffee and it's not working on me. I'm immune.
And
actually, I do know why. It's because I drink way too much caffeine. And then as a result of that, I take melatonin to go to sleep. And then it's this terrible cycle that, like, I need to really get
control.
I really need to get a hold on. Like, the extent of my interest in drugs at this point at my age is literally very occasional booze and things that help me sleep or wake me up.
Right.
Like, other people, they're at a baseline and they're like, I want to feel something. I just want to get to that baseline really badly. That baseline is, you know, being able to be awake or asleep. Those are the two goals I have.
Desperately seeking to not be in this weird twilight state.
Yeah. I'm really just trying not to be tired.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's, if I'm tired, I either want to be asleep or awake, and it doesn't work out for me and has not. So welcome to getting old, kids.
It'll happen to you.
Yeah.
So these bone golems, they are kind of these, it's like rogue taxidermy almost. So they are the bones of creatures that had once been animated. Right. You know, the skeletal creatures. Right.
And it's arbitrary, but, like, you know, it has to literally, it's the flesh golem, but for undead skeletons.
Right. Which, like, is,
this is a Frankenstein made up of skeletons.
Yeah. And also it's 50 to 60 pounds, which I like for some reason. Yeah. But yeah, like it really is like this guy in here has like a bull skull, and he has a tyrant skull like sticking out of his shoulder. He has a bird for a knee. Like it's a really great illustration and a fantastic idea that it's like this amalgamation.
Yeah. I wish the drawing was a little bit better.
Yeah.
Cause it doesn't look that cool. The trick thing to these guys is that, since they kind of look just like a regular undead, people will,
try to turn them
like
that,
like try to turn them, try to do things like that, that you probably shouldn't do. You know, and that's like the most interesting thing about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're susceptible to the shatter spell, which is nice. Yeah. I like the idea of like scattering them, like, you know, project force or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also,
we're playing with Rolling Stone Shattered.
Yeah. Also what I like is, that every three rounds, they will throw their heads back and just emit a huge laugh that makes people have to pass, both a fear and a horror check, which is totally a Ravenloft thing.
Yeah. Yeah. They're different.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, pretty special. But other than that, like, they just, like, there's not that different than just fighting giant skeletons.
Yeah. They're gotcha skeletons.
Yeah. And they're not that interesting. Doll golems are way cooler.
Oh yeah.
I think.
So these are tiny. These are tiny boys.
Yeah. They're little Calcabrinas. Calcabrinas. And like, they can be good or evil. Like, they can be either, like, you send them to, you know, to kill people, or you use them to guard your crib.
Guard, like, your child.
What kid is going to grow up okay with, like, the illustration is a tiny, like, little doll with a, Spartacus loincloth, yeah, wielding a sewing needle.
Yep, he's wielding like a knitting needle, like it's a spear. And he has like
Quato.
Yeah, he's got like this look of grim determination on his face, and he also has this weird kind of like Caesar or Conan haircut.
And his bracelet, his weird little like bracelet, and he's followed by like the bear of your nightmares. This like stitch face, like crude rustic toy.
It looks like the kind of toy that Lisa Trevor from the remake would have made for herself.
Yeah, or in that that Jackbox, that like trivia murder mystery game.
Oh yeah, that thing is so good.
Yeah, that is very fun.
Yeah.
But it looks like that. Like, these things are terrifying, and you just wake up. You know, every night you get up and like, creepy dolls on fucking predator patrol.
Hi, can I help you?
Your bed. They can't talk. They just look at you. Yeah. Like, then, like, you know, turn back to sharpening their hat pin. And then if they attack, like, let's say you actually do get attacked, right? So, like, the Luskin's Thieves Guild, like, get into your bedroom. They try to steal the prince. This thing jumps on their neck, bites it, and it laughs itself to death. In front
so
of you
much.
As a kid, like, it's like, I don't want my kid to get killed by kidnappers. I want my kid to kill himself at 18 when he like has a flashback to the burglars that laugh themselves to death in his baby room. Like, it's so good. Like, it's fucked up.
You could never take solace in the laughter of a jester. It brought back memories.
Good idea. This is like a recipe for a Ravenloft dreadlord.
Oh yeah. Like, oh gosh, he would actually have a reason to be like a Horcrux. Like he would want to, you know, just drain all laughter.
Yeah, like any, you know, nobody laughs in his kingdom, and like, you know, toys are forbidden and things like that. And then he's just got a closet of all of the doll golems he has, or like a chamber full of doll golems he's confiscated that are all just like walking in circles, like plotting.
Yeah.
Well, and the adventures
be like Toy Story 3.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh,
I don't really like those movies that much.
Oh, they're okay.
They're okay. But like the adventures get there and they're like, you know, we're finally going to find out what's in like Lord Mirth's chamber. And they kill him and they open the thing and there's just like a sea of these things that were, you know, made to protect him.
And they all, like all of them snap, like their necks twisted exactly the same.
Regardless
time
of which way
they're
facing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's good. That's good, Ravenloft.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com